Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, my name is Pastor Ryan Lundy. I'm the Young Adults Pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church. This devotional is taken from Daniel chapter 2, verses 44 to 45. The title is No King Rules Forever. It says in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, "In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it itself will endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy." When I was younger, I always loved building sandcastles. Whether it was in the sandbox or on the beach, I was always busy building elaborate ramparts, tunnels, passageways, walls, and fortresses. The more I threw myself into the project of building an impressive castle, the more I ran away from the haunting realization, this won't last. Sure enough, the waves or the wind would eventually come, and the impregnable citadel I poured hours of my life into would be reduced to a ruin with barely a trace to commemorate. That's the scary thing about sand castles. The more we invest in them, the more we deceive ourselves about their permanence. What's true of sand castles is true of all the nations and organizations on this planet. Though they dominate the landscape and rule the fate of individuals and whole communities today, tomorrow they may go belly up into the waste bin of history. The more we invest time, effort, emotion, and energy into them, the more we deceive ourselves into thinking they're permanent. Daniel was under no delusions. While the king of Persia was for a time the man in charge, Daniel understood that this man's time in the sun was to be short-lived. He was not concerned with playing king of the hill with a man who is already quickly fading away. Likewise, God's people are called not to overthrow the governments of the world, but to rather suffer and tolerate them for the time being. They're so fleeting as to be almost inconsequential in God's eternal timeline. Daniel's influence went beyond the very king under whom he served. It says in chapter 1, verse 21, "Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus." On the surface, it may have looked like Daniel was subservient to a godless government, yet he saw the bigger picture of God's eternal, everlasting reign, far beyond the kingdoms of the world. Even when Jesus' life itself was at stake, he didn't break a sweat. "My kingdom is not of this world," he proclaims, much to Pilate's bewilderment. May we likewise have a steady faith against the unsteady governments of the world.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.